It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds, some blue sky. It's 94 degrees. KSL's top story.
Coronavirus and classrooms. Special coverage on Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news.
The State Board of Ed has approved some changes to the upcoming school year. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is beginning our live team coverage. So, Kelly, what's going on?
Jeff, the biggest thing is that schools will be allowed to delay the start of the school year and can have fewer days of instruction overall as long as they meet the minimum education requirements. Many districts had to delay because they were trying to put in safety measures for teachers and students because of the coronavirus, of course. Also, if you have a student in kindergarten, the entry and exit assessments have been waived as well. And that fire drill kids do in the beginning of the year, that won't be required this year. The meeting's still going on now, and what we don't know yet is if the board will change the requirements for on-campus learning, which many teachers have been really worried about. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Okay, as Kelly mentions, that meeting is continuing. We're monitoring it. We'll bring you the latest. The Board of Education also changed what happens if your child gets exposed to or has coronavirus. Before, if they were exposed but showing no symptoms, they could still go to class. Now, they can't go at all. Coronavirus in classrooms. Our team coverage continues now with KSL's Lindsay Ertz.
The health department says they've updated the manual they put out last week, allowing for a modified quarantine.
We are removing the recommendation that students and teachers be allowed to attend school while they're on quarantine. Instead, we recommend that students and teachers follow standard quarantine practices and procedures.
Dr. Angela Dunn says that means staying home for 14 days if your kid has been within 6 feet for more than 15 minutes of a known positive case. The original guideline allowed for a student to come to school if they showed no symptoms. State Board of Education Superintendent Cindy Dixon explaining where the guideline came from after it was met with a lot of pushback.
It was patterned after the business manual that they had written. And that's where the modified quarantine came from, using a business model that actually had worked.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City Board of Education and district leaders say they'll be holding a town hall next Tuesday. Now, if you want to submit a question, you have to do that by 5 o'clock tonight on the district's website. KSL News Time 302. Utah State University announced this morning they'll temporarily suspend the ACT and SAT test requirements for undergraduate admissions over the next year. The school says they recognize prospective students may have faced challenges in completing the testing. Three more Utahns have died from COVID-19. The total now stands at 330. The Department of Health is reporting 587 new cases this afternoon. Brings the seven-day rolling average to 449 cases a day. We have 190 people hospitalized. The governor and state health officials say they're impressed with the recent decline in daily cases, and they're setting up a new goal for the state. You heard Lee mention this a moment ago. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
On social media, some writers and political figures have shared their doubts about why the rolling seven-day average in Utah has gone down. Some suggest the testing is either being restricted or manipulated.
That's just patently false. Nobody's jimmying any numbers.
Governor Gary Herbert says the number of people wearing masks has gone up, but he says the number of daily cases still needs to go down. He's posting a new statewide goal of a rolling seven-day average of 400 cases or fewer by September 1st. The governor also says the state has streamlined the process where local health boards can make mandates.
All they need to do is notify us, and they will opt into that opportunity, and it's just automatic.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Three more Utahns have died from COVID-19 recently. More help could be available for folks who've been out of a job for a while. Todd Fuchs has that.
Jeff, that $600 a week federal boost is gone. and Congress has yet to agree on a new program to replace it. But the state's top unemployment expert says there's other help.
Because that $600 benefit has gone away, now rental assistance is no longer going to be ineligible for applicants based on the receipt of unemployment benefits.
First-time claims for unemployment insurance dropped by 28% over the past couple weeks. Ongoing claims have also dropped steadily. KSL's top national stories. Most of the schools in California have been ordered to do online learning in the fall, but one school is saying no. ABC's Alex Stone has that.
At Desert Christian Academy in Bermuda Dunes near Palm Springs, a plan is for hundreds of students to arrive for in-person classes. Desks are socially distanced. Kirk Scott, co-head of the school, says they will not do virtual learning.
It could be a lost year of learning, and that's not a compromise that we're willing to take.
He says the school will reopen without the okay from California or Riverside County. He says he sought direction from his highest authority, God. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The head of Pfizer says his company is in the late stages of its COVID-19 vaccine clinical trial. Albert Bourla says they might know if it's successful by the end of October.
Once we vaccinate all 30,000 people, we let them live their lives. And then we wait to see if they will get disease. And also we are monitoring every safety aspect that you can imagine in terms of this vaccine.
If the whole thing works out, Pfizer could put 100 million doses into play by the end of the year. The company's vaccine requires two doses taken a few weeks apart. KSL News Time, 3:05.
And time for a check on traffic. Ricky Meese is here. What's going on?
Construction delays for Utah County drivers if you're traveling the Alpine area on SR 92 Timpanogos Highway. Just be prepared for lane restrictions and a reduced speed limit. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ricky, do you ever shop Amazon?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you know why it's called Amazon?
I don't.
Did Bezos, start it in the jungle?
Hmm.
We have the answer coming up next to hear my minutes on the way.